Join me in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, each of us through the waters of baptism, you have called into your kingdom. Help us reflect on what that means for each of our lives. As we reflect upon your baptism and what you have accomplished for us, may your word be bold, be shared, and lived out in each of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. You are enjoying a conversation with a new neighbor or a new coworker at work. As you exchange these pleasant conversations, you begin to realize that these conversations reveal that you have many things in common. You realize that you are both Christians, although you may go to different churches. You discover that you have many of the same values. And you agree that the Word of God is infallible and inspired. And you agree that Christ is the only way to heaven. You share very high standards of morality. And what a blessing to have a neighbor so much like you. But as you continue those conversations over time, you learn that you do also have some differences, especially when it comes to the subject of baptism. You see, the truth is that not all churches teach the same thing regarding the doctrine of baptism. Your neighbor just sees baptism as an outward sign of faith. Once baptized, it is just simply an act of obedience to God's command to go out into the world with the message of the gospel. But as Lutherans, we see baptism as much more than that. Baptism is a means of God's grace, by where God comes to us and pours out His grace upon us. It is God at work in baptism, forgiving and offering to each individual who is baptized the gift of eternal life. I am sure that most of us know somebody who simply believes that baptism is nothing more than an outward sign, a sign of your faith. Or you may have those neighbors who see that first you must do something before you can be baptized. Wednesday was Epiphany. Epiphany proclaims the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And yet on Epiphany, we saw great darkness upon this land. And yet, in the midst of that darkness, God's light still shines forth. And so I want us to look at baptism this morning and what baptism reveals to each one of us about who we are, as we have been called by name and we are His and we live under the power of His grace active in our lives. Dark times. Freedom challenged. Something we had all taken for granted. It's something we all need to think about. How do we, in the midst of so many lies, find truth? A world in which truth no longer exists. Because most of us believe that truth is what I want to make it. And then I think of Jesus standing before Pilate. Pilate questioning Jesus. And then in John 18, verse 37 and 38, Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king, and for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." To which Pilate replies, "What is truth?" Question then, and a very powerful question in our world today. Are we to look for the truth, or will we follow the lies? And yet, in the midst of all of that, on Epiphany, we celebrate a revelation of light. A revelation that now on this first Sunday after Epiphany is always about the baptism of our Lord. And so we look at our text in Mark 1. You see, Mark doesn't start with a lot of other things. He starts with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the first things he talks about is the baptism of our Lord. For Mark, he wants us to identify first and foremost what that baptism was all about. And he reveals for us some very important things about each of us as a reader of this very event. He reveals to us. Here, the messenger, John the Baptist, proclaimed by the prophet, the voice of the one in the wilderness, proclaiming the way of the Lord. And Jesus steps forth before him to be baptized. To which John knows, "This one of whom I look and of who has asked me to baptize, I am not worthy to untie his shoes." At Jesus' baptism, there are some great revelations as Jesus comes up out of the water. And there, the dove appears. The Spirit of God at the baptism of our Lord. There, as he looks up into the heavens, he hears a voice as that Spirit descends, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Baptism is about what God has done for us. A God who acts on our behalf. A God who is the one who brings about forgiveness, life, and salvation. John, who had come out of the wilderness. And if you look at what is happening there, people are coming from all over Judea to witness what John is doing and to be baptized by John. And in the midst of that crowd, here comes Jesus. Think about it. Many people coming to John. What does that reveal to us about the message of John? Many people wanted to hear what John had to say. And yet in the midst of that, Jesus is baptized. Think about it. This baptism that takes place not only here in the book of Mark, but also in the other Gospels, is not just words to showing us some outward sign that we can use for our faith. This was God at work on our behalf. Here was God showing us and proclaiming to us that we have forgiveness, that we have life, and that we have eternal life. people coming seeking, wanting to learn about their faith. They wanted to seek something from that baptism. They came to hear the word, and they were told to turn from their ways. They came to repent, which simply is a matter of turning away from what they were doing, to see a change in their lives. And that's what God works through the waters of baptism. God gives to us that change, the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. Repentance involves change. And baptism does not just bring satisfaction or fulfillment. It is a seal of the promises that we have from our God. It is a revelation of God at work in our lives, in each one of our lives. When you were taken to that baptismal fount and that water was poured on you, God chose you as His child. He acted on your behalf. Sin is so deceptive. As we are tempted to sin, we oftentimes believe it's something good for us, that it will somehow benefit us. But when we fall into sin, we realize that just the opposite is true. And that we often, in the midst of our sin, experience guilt, shame, emptiness. And left unchecked, it leads us on a path directly opposite of our God, and ultimately to death. But the good news, you and I have been baptized into Christ, and because of that baptism into Christ, we are forgiven. We live under the law, yes, but there is much more to it. God sent Christ to overcome the law, to fulfill the law, and to cover us, and thereby giving to us a change of heart, a new beginning. Daily we need to repent and turn from our sinful ways. Daily we need to see God's grace at work in our lives. Think about it. When Jesus was baptized, there's an important point that we oftentimes overlook. Did he need baptism? No. This was the sinless Son of God who came to take our place, who put himself where you and I belong, enduring suffering, pain, death, a cross, in order to fulfill the law for us. He came for you, for me, for the entire world. And God, as He looked down upon this event, could simply say, "You are my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." This is God revealing to us what He is going to do for us because we are incapable. Through what Christ suffered, He reveals to us a very powerful grace. It is abundant within our lives. And in our epistle reading this morning, you heard some very powerful words in Romans 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like his. What a powerful message. What good news for you and me. We see a lot of darkness around us and we get lost in that darkness, but never forget who you are. Never forget what God has done for you. Here is the great revelation of baptism. God's love being poured out upon each one of our lives. Live in the means of God's grace. For in the means of grace, through word and sacrament, God reveals to us that tremendous love, a love that endures through all time, a love that belongs to each of you, sinner, saint, redeemed, and loved. Amen.